Dame Shirley Veronica Bassey is a Welsh singer whose career began in the mid-50s, and she's best known for both her powerful operatic voice and for recording the theme songs to the James Bond films Goldfinger in 1964, Diamonds Are Forever in 1971, and Moonraker in 1979. In January of 1959, Bassey became the very first Welsh person to gain a number one single. In 2000, she was made a Dame for services to the performing arts. And in 1977, she received the Brit Award for the best British female solo artist in the previous 25 years. Bassey has been called one of the most popular female vocalists in Britain during the last half of the 20th century. Let's now hear a compilation of some of the wonderful music performed by the great Shirley Bassey.
Who's got a match worth striking? Don't say it all depends. Who wants to help me burn my candle at both ends? Who's got a light he's hiding under a bushel of friends? Who wants to help me burn my candle at both ends? I will love you as I love you. Every moment spent with you makes me more content with you. Just as you are, you are all I could pray for. Kiss me, honey, honey, kiss me. Honey, honey, throw me. Don't care even if I blow my top. But honey, honey, don't stop.
As long as he needs me. I'm every mountain, search high and low, follow
Shirley Bassey was born on the 8th of January 1937, and she was the sixth and youngest child of Henry Bassey and Eliza Jane Start. And she was born in Tiger Bay, Cardiff, in Wales at the time. Tiger Bay was one of the largest ports in the world and was a very multi-ethnic location. Her father was Nigerian and her mother was English. Two of her mother's four children from previous relationships lived in the Bassey household, so Shirley was born into a family of three sisters, two half-sisters and one brother. Teachers and students at her school noticed Bassey's strong voice, but gave the pre-teen very little encouragement. She said, "Everyone told me to shut up, even in the choir. The teacher kept telling me to back off till I was singing in the corridor." A classmate recalled her singing the refrain, "Can't help loving that man of mine," from Showboat, with such feeling that she made their teacher quite uncomfortable. And after leaving secondary school at the age of just 14, Bassey found employment at Curran's Steel Factory while singing in public houses and clubs in the evenings and on weekends. And then in 1953, Bassey signed her first professional contract to sing in the touring variety show called Memories of Jolson, based on the life of Al Jolson. She later recorded under the direction of American producer Mitch Miller in New York for the Columbia label, and she made her American stage debut in Las Vegas at the El Rancho Vegas. In mid-1958, she recorded As I Love You, which did not sell very well at first, but after an appearance at the London Palladium, sales began to pick up. And in January of 1959, As I Love You reached number one and stayed there for 4 weeks. It was the first number one single by a Welsh artist. And here it is right now.
I will love you as I love you all my life. Every moment spent with you makes me more content with you, just as you are. You are all I could pray for, all that you are. That's what I wait. Single touch and tingle, I adore. Every kiss from you to me always seems so new to me. Each one warmer.
While As I Love You climbed the charts, so too did Bassey's recording of Kiss Me, Honey, Honey, Kiss Me. And so both records ended up in the top three at the same time. In her early to mid-1960s, Bassey had numerous hits in the UK and five albums in the top 15. her 1960 recording of As Long As He Needs Me from Lionel Bart's Oliver, which we heard in the earlier compilation, reached number 2, and that had a chart run of 30 long weeks. Bassie made her American television debut on the 13th of November 1960 when she performed on The Ed Sullivan Show. Her collaboration with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, which was the album Let's Face the Music in 1962, also reached number 12 in the UK album chart, and the single What Now My Love made it to number 5. Other UK top 10 singles of the period included Climb Every Mountain in 1961, I'll Get By in the same year, and a cover version of the Ben E. King hit I Who Have Nothing in 1963. Shirley Bassey enjoyed her only US Top 40 Billboard Hot 100 hit in 1965 with the title song of the James Bond film Goldfinger. And here it is right now.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He
The Goldfinger theme song had a lasting impact on Shirley Bassey's career. She was also a success in Las Vegas. One of her best-known singles, Big Spender, was released in 1967, charting just short of the UK top 20. However, Bassey began to live as a tax exile in 1968 and was unable to work in Britain for about 2 years. But ultimately, her UK comeback came in 1970 and it led to one of the most successful periods of her career, during which time she achieved a record-breaking run of performances at the Talk of the Town nightclub. Also that year, her album Something was released and it showcased a new Bassey style, a shift from the traditional pop to more contemporary songs and arrangements. The single was more successful in the UK charts than the original recording by the Beatles, although Bassey would never completely abandon what had been her own forte, such as standards, show tunes and torch songs. So here's the Shirley Bassey version of that great George Harrison composition, Something.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he woos me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in his smile he knows that I don't need.
Something was also a top 10 US hit, and another single of this period included the hit Never Never Never, which reached the top 10 in the US Adult Contemporary chart and the UK top 10, and actually number one in Australia and South Africa. Between 1970 and 1979, Bassey had 18 hit albums in the UK album chart. She returned to the James Bond franchise when she recorded this next song, and it's the theme from Diamonds Are Forever in 1971. Let's have a listen to that one right now.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
Throughout most of the 1980s, Bassy focused on charitable work and performing occasional concert tours throughout Europe, Australia, and the United States. She had ended her contract with United Artists and began what she referred to as a form of semi-retirement. In 2001, Bassy was the principal artiste at the Duke of Edinburgh's 80th birthday celebration, and the following year she was one of a very prestigious lineup of stars, including Elton John, Paul McCartney and Tom Jones, who performed at the Queen's 50th Jubilee party at Buckingham Palace. Bassy herself celebrated 50 years in show business in 2003. She performed at the 2013 Academy Awards commemorating the 50th anniversary of the James Bond movie franchise. It was her first appearance at an Oscars ceremony as a performer, and she sang Goldfinger to a standing ovation. Well, in her personal life, Bassy married Kenneth Hume in 1961, and the couple separated in 64 and divorced in 65 in the wake of the singer's affair with the Australian actor Peter Finch. She went on to marry Sergio Novak, the assistant manager of the Excelsior Hotel in Venice, and she married him in 1968 until they divorced 11 years later in 1979. Novak, in that time, served as Bassy's manager throughout the period. Bassy had a son, Mark, and two daughters, Sharon, born in 1954, and Samantha, born in 1963. However, her first husband suggested that Samantha, although born during the couple's marriage, was probably the result of an affair between Bassy and Peter Finch. Sadly, Samantha, aged at just 21, was found dead in the River Avon in Bristol in England, and Bassy has always maintained that the death of a daughter was not a suicide, and in October 2010, an investigation came to an end which concluded that there was no evidence of any criminal act involved in Samantha's death. In the year 2009, Bassy and her only son Mark reconciled after a number of years apart. She also has four grandsons with her daughter Sharon. Bassy today resides still in Monaco. For services to entertainment, Bassy was created a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire in December of 1999 by Queen Elizabeth. She was invited to perform in a 2002 party at the Palace, a public celebration of the Queen's Golden Jubilee. And she was also awarded France's Legion of Honour, signifying her popularity and importance in the culture of France. In 2016, she was named as one of the 50 greatest Welsh men and women of all time. And so in closing this tribute to the great Shirley Bassey, I'd like to play a song that typifies her somewhat tempestuous life. I hope you enjoy it.
Funny how a lonely day can make a person sane. What good is my life? Funny how a breaking heart can make me start to say, what good is my life? Funny how I often seem to think I'll find another dream in my life. Till I look around and see this great big world is part of me and my life. This is my life. Today, tomorrow, love will come and find me. Well, that's the way that I was born to be. This is me. When I feel afraid, I think of what a mess I've made of my life. Crying over my mistakes,
forgetting all the breaks I've had in my life. I was put on earth to be a part of this great world, it's me and my life. Guess I'll just add up the score and count the things I've done.